韦大婆说不护他法，他就哭起来，哭的甚至于连睡觉都忘了。但是他哭的好像睡觉似的，什么都忘了。他忽然间呢，又好像睡觉醒了似的。他说：“哦，韦陀菩萨护我的法，以前我也不知道他护我的法，我一样修行啊。那么现在他不护我的法，那么我就不修行了吗？我还是应该修行啊。”啊，于是乎他还是照常在那儿打坐，啊，在那儿打坐坐，时间一久了，他又睡着了。你要说明了他睡着了才掉下去，他没睡着，他掉下去干什么？他因为睡着了，他又从那个倒挂莲花，那个石头啊，在那个上面好像倒挂着那一朵莲花似的，上面大，底下小。
哦，
哎，那个莲花，那梗胳膊上面那么大的，它在这个上面这坐着。
哦，
一掉下去，那里边那一定死的。
是。
啊，那不知道多深的，不止这个三千尺那么高。
啊，
不知多少尺。啊，那么他又在这坐着，又掉下去了。啊，这才游游，啊，这才是游游呢。
是。
Dhyana Master Gao Feng Miao always fell asleep during his meditations, and so to prevent this, he went to sit on top of a mountain. He sat atop a rock which looked like an inverted lotus, and the drop was who knows how far. He knew that if he fell asleep, he would fall over the edge and be smashed to a pulp. The first day, he sat very well. The second day went fine. But on the third day, he dozed off and slipped over the edge. I'm finished, he thought. But just then, Weito Bodhisattva reached out his hand and snatched him out of the air. Gao Feng Miao thought, Weito Bodhisattva is protecting me. How many cultivators are there like me in the world? There are as many as the hairs on a cow, answered Weito. And since you are so arrogant, I won't protect your dharma for the next 80,000 great eons. Hearing this, Gao Feng Miao was deeply ashamed. He repented earnestly. He cried and cried, until he even forgot about sleeping. He cried himself into a stupor, forgetting everything, until suddenly, as if waking from a dream, he realized, Before I knew that Weito was protecting my dharma, I cultivated the way. Now I will continue to cultivate whether he protects me or not. And he sat down again, more determined than ever. It wasn't long, however, before he fell asleep again and fell over the edge.
掉下去了，这韦陀菩萨又来把他咒上。他说：“哟，啊，这，谁来护法？护我的法？”韦陀菩萨说：“啊，我是韦陀菩萨。”哎，他说：“老韦，你简直的，你竟达王于鱼呀！”啊，你也不守戒律，你也讲大话嘛。哎，韦陀菩萨说，我没有讲大话，我没有打妄语。那，你没有打妄语，你说你八万大劫都不护我的法了，现在你又来护我的法啊。韦陀菩萨说，因为你一念的忏悔，你这个真心的忏悔超过八万大劫了，所以我再来护你的法。这个地方是很要紧的，你看智这么一转弯，你说不清楚它，那个就意思完全都没有。
Who's that protecting my dharma? He asked. It's me, Weito Bodhisattva, came the reply. Hey, old Wei, said Gao Feng Miao. You don't keep the precepts either, you told a lie. I did not, countered Weito.You said you wouldn't protect my dharma for 80,000 eons, and here you are protecting my dharma, challenged Gao Feng Miao. Weito replied, Because of your one thought of genuine repentance, you overstepped 80,000 great eons of retribution, and so I came to save you. The important point was that in his one thought of repentance, he was able to cancel out, to pass beyond, as it were,80,000 eons. That should answer your question.
如果是一定的，那变成死法了，不是活法，那变成定法了。那个没有定法，释迦牟尼佛三大恶僧情劫只不过是说这个三大恶僧情劫不超出一念，一念就是三大恶僧情劫。你因为没有听华严经
There's no fixed dharmas whatsoever. As soon as the time schedule is fixed, it becomes a dead dharma. The dharma is dead. And in fact, the dharma is very much alive. This is a living dharma. If you fix it, then it dies. Shakyamuni Buddha cultivated for three great Asankhya Kalpas, which is a long, long time. The master says, three great Asankhya Kalpas, although it's a long time, that's still no longer than a single thought.And a single thought can last 3,000 great Asankhya Kalpas. And the final rhetorical question was, haven't you ever heard the Avatamsaka Sutra?
你知道你修几个大恶僧期间？
不知道。
哎，所以说你修六个大恶僧期间。
为什么要修？
所以说以前也不知道是哪一个法念那个嗡嘛呢叭咪哄的先生一个师
子。Question was, do I know whether or not I've cultivated three great Asankhya Kalpas? How about six? Maybe I've cultivated six for all I know. Or better yet, I used to be a lice on the body of a Dharma master who recited the six-syllable great bright mantra. Or still am.
Guolin, what question did you want to ask? You can't come out to ask questions during the time when people are reciting the Buddha's name. That shows a total disregard for the rules.
在金山寺的宗旨里边有提到两次不变，随缘不变，不变随缘。可是，在最后又说到革命为生事，
那个不是宗旨，那个就是讲这个这个什么前面的讲的才是宗旨，后边那个那是就是照着这个真理。
The Gold Mountain Doctrine in two separate places says, we do not change, and it also contains the phrase, make revolution in the Sangha.
The phrase, making revolution in the Sangha, is not part of the doctrine itself. The first three statements are the Gold Mountain Doctrine. Freezing, we do not scheme.Starving, we do not beg. Dying of poverty, we ask for nothing. What follows is the transmitting of the Buddha's mind seal, in accord with true principle.
他的问题是说，既然我们提倡正法，怎么可以有一个革命呢？
I was wondering, since you are the orthodox Dharma, how can you advocate revolution?
就因为正法，所以就要革命。现在其他的地方都是末法了，都是末法了。你要不把它正转过来，这是不对的。革命是革那个末法的命，不是革正法的命。这个好像在中国的佛教和亚洲的佛教，你不知道那个，你们完全都不懂呢。譬如叫人上香，就拿这个来讲，这个住持上香，上完了，叫人来上香，叫这个居士，头一个居士，就要给5000块钱，来这上一上香了，这个居士要出5000块钱，才可以到这上一支香的。你们不是啊？你们觉得谁都可以来上香啊？不是，不可以的，要那个特别的。啊，那出5000块钱的那才可以上一支香，
第二个人四千块钱，第三个人三千块钱，这是一定的啊。你到这儿啊，这个做法会，谁出的钱最多啊，谁这就是大护法啊，大居士。你看这个，这是对不对？你们各位想一想。
It is just because we are the Orthodox Dharma that we need a revolution. Every place else, it's the Dharma ending age. If you don't reform the Dharma ending age, you're neglecting your responsibility. Revolution refers to revolution in the Dharma ending age, not in the Orthodox Dharma. You don't realize how things are done in Asian Buddhism. For example, during the incense praise, the abbot lights the first stick of incense, and when he is done, he signals to the lay people to offer incense. The one who wants to light the first stick has to pay $5,000 or $50,000. And only then can he approach the altar. Not just anyone can go up and light incense. The first person to light incense pays $5,000. The second, $4,000. And the third, $3,000. That's a fixed rule. In the Dharma assembly, the one who gives the most money is the greatest Dharma protector. Do you think this is right?
我们金山寺完全没有这个，不是这样的啊。我们是穷的、富的，到这来拜佛都平等平等的，没有什么分别。不是你拿钱多就是第一了啊，这就是革命，革这个不正当的命。我们要主持正法，革那个不正的法。
At Gold Mountain Monastery, we don't do it that way. Here, the poor and the rich bow to the Buddha on equal ground. There is no discrimination. It's not the case that if you give more money, you're number one. This kind of attitude is revolutionary. This is revolution in the Sangha. We are making revolution against the improper elements of Buddhism. Thus, we uphold the orthodox Dharma by purging it of its unorthodox elements.
我们随缘不变，譬如这个随缘不变，我们随这个缘，我们本来的宗旨还不变，啊，也不，我们不，到什么地方说人家不对，这叫随缘，啊，他说那么样子，我们就也那样子，但是我们本来的宗旨不变的，我们不会说人家批评人家不对。这叫随缘，我们自己一定要往对了做，这叫啊不变还随缘，你懂吗？
The following sentences say, "We accord with conditions, but do not change." This means that we follow the conditions, but do not stray from our basic doctrines.We don't go around criticizing others, and in this way we accord with conditions. If other people do things differently, we don't hinder them. However, we never change in our basic principles. We insist on doing things correctly, ourselves, and that's what is meant by, we do not change, but accord with conditions. Do you understand?
Sambo, this...make incense make incense is first is this apple make incense second is some potato maybe this lemons upasaka make incense first like maybe 5,000 maybe 5,000 this first one go to make incense now this Guoying every time make incense like give 50,000 in China no in there if you don't have 50,000 don't go to doing that way don't go to make incense. Second, maybe 佛道行 maybe 佛体道行 is no face dharma 啊第三个问处理问那个处理道行 maybe 30道行啊 you can have opportunity got to make 影响为在而啊我一个啊 No, she, you give more money, it is, you is first. If little money, you is last one. We don't have this kind of thing. In China, this, give people, resign, suture, maybe, this ancestor, middle one, like,天道行啊 maybe 寒冷道行 this no face dumb only like more money more bad you who have more money you is good 啊 Asian Buddhism is this way 啊为在而因什么doing good things, okay. You don't like doing, okay. Everything okay. This is called, 这个就叫革命为绅士。我们不像不像亚洲的佛教就看钱看得那么重要。其他数学不的生的 all is really low only money is heaven you understand? 啊
Here everyone is equal It's not the case that if you give more money you go first and if you give only a little you must stand behindIn China, monks recite sutras for people to help the dead, and for this service one pays $10,000, or maybe $100,000. It's not fixed. In general, the more money, the better. If you have a lot of money, you are good. Asian Buddhism is this way. Here, if you give a lot of money, it's okay. If you don't give money, it's also okay. If you like to do good things, it's okay.If you don't like doing good things, it's okay. Everything's okay. That is what is meant by making revolution in the Sangha. We are not like Asian Buddhism, which sees money as all important and sees other things such as sutras, the Dharma, the Buddha, and the Sangha as really low.
上人这段话的意思是说，我们在这儿都是平等的。我们不是你给钱给得多你就是第一你没有给钱你就是最后你们各位想一想在中国给人念经或者帮助人家超度都是要收钱的有的收10,000块钱或者是100,000块钱都是不一定的一般说来钱是越多越好你有钱你就有佛你就是好的在亚洲佛教就是这样子在这里你给钱也好不给钱也好你愿意做好事也好你不愿意做好事也可以一切都是 OK 我们这是革命卫生士这就叫革命卫生士我们不像亚洲的佛教看钱看得那么重而把其他的像佛经佛僧都看得很低
You have money you is first Don't have money last one 就是一些Buddhism like that way 敲这个木鱼当当当当靠清啊 give money 又把 Buddhism give money 那又 don't give money this Buddhism no see you Buddha no see you
are you all getting this? I'll go over it
If you have more money, this Buddha, maybe eyes open big. Because in this way, he got to 末法。
And this is what leads to the Dharma.
我们金山寺啊，和谁也不是说不讲钱，但是不注重那个钱。
That's how it is in Asian Buddhism. The monks play the wooden fish, dong, 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 and hit the bell, and then ask for money. If you bow to the Buddha, you have to give money. Otherwise, the Buddha won't notice you. If you give more money, the Buddha's eyes may open wider. This is the kind of attitude that leads to the Dharma ending age. At Gold Mountain Monastery, it's not that we don't accept money,Rather, we don't place such great importance on it.
上人提到，在亚洲的佛教，就是你有钱就是第一，没有钱就是最后。在那里，出家人敲木鱼、敲引磬，当当当，都是要给钱的。你拜佛也要给钱，不然的话，佛看不见你。如果你给钱给得多，佛的眼睛就会睁大一点。就是这种态度让佛教走到末梢上去了。
不正当的风气，不正当的习惯都要把它取去了，就是所有不对的这个地方，把佛教不对的地方都要不要了。
We are making revolution against the improper elements of Buddhism. All the improper customs and habits must be eliminated.
我们把那个末法不要了它，我们再把这个正法拿回来。
We want to do away with the Dharma ending age and usher in the orthodox Dharma.
他讲的是很有意思的啊，正法怎么还要革命？
That was a good question. How can the orthodox Dharma conduct a revolution?
今天在这个三点钟呢，说讲十方三世佛。那么十方三世佛，阿弥陀第一，阿弥陀佛呀，是第一个佛。因为他愿力最大，所以他力量也最大。俺们只要念南无阿弥陀佛，就啊，很快会成佛的。只要你念佛，就会成佛。这个念佛的法门呢，就好像啊，母亲和儿子一样。我们念佛的人，譬如母亲的儿子，阿弥陀佛就是什么大家的母亲。你谁念阿弥陀佛啊，谁就是阿弥陀佛的儿子。
This afternoon we spoke about the Buddhas of the three periods of time throughout the ten directions. It is said, among the Buddhas of the three periods and the ten directions, Amitabha Buddha is foremost. Amitabha Buddha is number one. This is because of the power of his vows. This power is so great that when you recite Namo Amitofo, you can very quickly realize Buddhahood.To become a Buddha, all you need to do is recite the Buddha's name. The Dharma door of Buddha recitation works on the same principle as the mother-son relationship. Those who recite the Buddha's name are like the sons, and the Buddha is like everyone's mother. Whoever recites Amitabha Buddha's name is like Amitabha Buddha's son.
所以在楞严经上啊，那个大势至菩萨念佛圆通章上就说，说啊。这个入母育子，绕子逃世，这个儿子跑了，这个母亲找儿子是不容易找的，那儿子要想要找母亲，回来就找他了，回来就找他了。你要是啊，单单母亲想儿子，儿子啊越跑越远，那母亲想儿子，儿子也想母亲。这样啊，常常就能在一起了。俺们所有的人都是阿弥陀佛的子女， 所以啊，俺们只要想回家，谁都可以回去。俺们要不想回家呢，那个父母在家里那等着俺们，他也没有什么办法。所以说，阿弥陀第一，九品度众生，他有九品莲花，上上品、上中品、上下品，中上品、中中品、中下品、下上品、下中品、下下品，这九品里头又分出来九九八十一品，每一品又分出九品。前几天也曾经说过了，他用这个九九八十一品这个莲花呀来度众生。
In the Sharangama Sutra, in the section in which the 25 sages explain their ways to enlightenment, the Bodhisattva, great strength, says, "It is like a mother thinking of her son. If the son has gone to Rome, if the son leaves her mother, it is hard for his mother to find him again. But if the son wants to find his mother, all he has to do is return home. If the mother thinks of her son, but the son cares not for his mother, he will run farther and farther away. If the mother thinks of her son, and the son is mindful of his mother, then they will always be together. We are all the sons and daughters of Amitabha Buddha. All we need to do is wish to return home, and we can. If we don't want to return home, our father and mother might wait for us, but there is nothing they can do. So it is said, Amitabha Buddha is foremost. In 9 grades, he saves living beings. There are 9 grades of lotuses. Superior, superior, superior middle, superior lower, middle superior, middle middle, middle lower, lower superior, lower middle, and lower lower. Each of the 9 grades further subdivides into 9 grades, making 81 grades in all.
他用这个九九八十一品这个莲花呀来度众生。你谁念佛呀，那个西方极乐世界那个七宝池啊，八功德水里边呢就生出一朵莲花来。你这念佛念的越多，那莲花就长得越大，你念佛念的少，那莲花就小一点莲花大你成的佛也大一点，莲花小你成的佛呀就晚一点，莲花大你成佛就早一点。那么你要念念佛又不念了，那个莲花又干了又没有了所以呀，你要想你品位呀高，你就多念佛诚心念佛。你要是想品位低，那么你就懒惰你就不念佛，那个莲花已经没有了。
Whoever recites Amitabha Buddha's name causes a lotus flower to bloom in the water of 8 meritorious virtues in the pools of the 7 jewels in the land of ultimate bliss. The more you recite, the larger your lotus blossom grows. If you recite just a little, your lotus will be small. If your lotus is big, you will rapidly become a Buddha. If your lotus is small, it will take a little longer. If you recite for a while and then quit, your lotus will wither and die. If you want to have a high-grade lotus, you should recite more. Recite sincerely. If you don't care whether or not you have a low grade, then you can be lazy and not recite. But your lotus will vanish.
威德无穷极，这个阿弥陀佛那个大威德力啊，没有其可比的。威德最大了，没有其他的佛可以比的。
His awesome virtue is infinite. The power of Amitabha's great awesome virtue is incomparable. No other Buddha can compare with him.
有一个人提到他的小孩子有的时候会有一些无形的小朋友呢来跟他一起玩，那么他想知道这些是不是真的是无形的人。他记得他自己有一个朋友呢也是有这种情形， 常常和一些没有形象的小朋友在一起玩，那以后呢他们都不出现了，那是因为他有一次自己做事做得不好，把这个过错呢怪在这些无形的小朋友身上，所以他们呢就不出现了。
那谁知道是这样？他母亲看得见吗？
咱们在他就是每天几个钟头和这个看不见的这个朋友玩一玩，天天和他们在一起。
嗯，
Question. Sometimes children have invisible playmates. I was wondering if they are real human beings. I had a friend whose child played with a whole bunch of them. But when he misbehaved, he blamed the invisible playmates for his mistakes, and they all disappeared.
Who knew about this?
His mother.
Could she see them?
No, but he played with them for hours and hours.
Ah, 这有的时候会有，这或者是鬼呀，或者是仙呢，这都有的。他因为他不知道他们是鬼，不知道他们是或者是什么仙呢，他以为就是朋友。这小孩子有看得见的，这个小孩子。要是修行很容易成功的，我常常讲，男孩子不过16岁，女孩子不过14岁，要是参禅打坐用功修行，再遇到真正善知识，就很容易开悟，很容易成他的道果。他不知道啊，这个世界上那么多的真真假假的事情。他也不知道你欺骗我，我欺骗你，互相这么欺骗的事情。等一读书，会有这个窃听器的时候啊，就不容易了。
They may have been ghosts or immortals, but because he didn't recognize them as ghosts or immortals, he treated them as playmates. Some children can see such beings. When children cultivate the way,They can very easily succeed. I've often said that for boys under the age of 16 and girls not yet 14, it is very easy to become enlightened, provided they sit in meditation, work hard at their cultivation, and meet with a teacher of genuine wisdom. It's easy for them to accomplish the fruits of the way. This is because they don't discriminate all the true and false things going on in the world. They don't deal with all those,You cheat me, and I cheat you, affairs that go on. As soon as they go to school and learn how to use a cheat sheet, then it's no longer as easy for them to realize the way.
Sunday, August 24th, 1975, afternoon.
梁女士，想问师父，众生有没有一个开始，一个地方，有没有一个什么来源？就是从无始以来，如果他们没有一个来源，他们有没有一个一定的数目？有没有可以算的或者一定的数目，这么多的众生，如果有来源，就是从哪来的，就是从什么冒出来的。
Question. I was wondering if living beings come into existence at a given point in time, or if their existence is beginningless. If the latter is the case, then is there a fixed number of living beings? If they do have a beginning and origin, what is it?
Their origin is the zero. As for zero, where does it begin and where does it end? That's the beginningless and the endless.
If you can break that zero and turn it into a one, so the circle, the zero becomes a one. In Chinese, the character is one, written like that. Then you've got
a beginning.
It's also one in English, right? So then you got a
beginning.
But it stood up in English. So the one in Chinese looks like this, written like that, like that. Stand it up, and it came from that. That's where ours came from. You stand it up, and you got a one in Google language. So yeah, the Western was just standing up. And then you got a beginning, you can do that.
This is
it's not that you got a beginning, but the principle is such that there is a beginning at that point.
When you break open the zero, it becomes the number one. In English, it stands up on end like this. When this happens, there is a beginning. When there is the one, then two comes into being. With two comes three. With three comes four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, and on up to infinity. So how many living beings are there?
That's the Chinese yin yang, the infinity, the Mobius strip, you know, the medical thing. But it's just drawn differently in the world, you know. Drawn differently from the Chinese one.
你修道啊，还要把这个一修成零。
When you cultivate the way, what you want to do is to take that one and cultivate it into a zero, turn it into a zero, take it back to zero.
那就返本还原了。
And that's returning to the original source and going back to the root.
If you twist the zero, it turns into the sign for infinity.
That's just the yin-yang symbol. Westerners just draw it differently. In cultivating the way, you must cultivate to attain the one, and then turn the one back into the zero. That's called returning to the root and going back to the source.
现在他的问题懂了没有?
Does that answer your question?
Yes, it's a question of cultivating the way.
When you cultivate, you return to the root and go back to the source. You cultivate the one to return to the zero. Everyone has forgotten about the one, to say nothing of the zero. They don't even know what the one is all about.
虽然得到这个一是轻的，先得一以轻，既得一以明，先得到这个一，因为所以他这个轻轻轻轻朗朗的，万里无云。既得一以明，既得到这个一呀、啊，就不会地震了。人得一以圣，人要得到这个一呀、啊，就是圣人。那么你要再能修成零，那就是佛了。
When the heaven attains the one, it's clear. When the earth attains the one, it's serene. When people attain the one, they become sages. When heaven attains the one, the sky is clear. For 10,000 miles, there's not a cloud. When the earth attains the one, there are no earthquakes. People who attain the one are sages. If you can then cultivate and get back to zero, that's Buddhahood.
这个五戒就是杀盗淫妄酒。为什么要持五戒？就因为啊，诸恶不作，众善奉行，不杀生，不偷盗，不邪淫，不妄语，不饮酒。这个受持这五戒，就是不做这五种恶事，奉行善事。
As to the five precepts, they prohibit killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, lying, and taking intoxicants. Why should one keep the five precepts? In order to do no evil, but reverently practice good deeds. Do not kill, do not steal, do not commit sexual misconduct, do not engage in false speech, do not take intoxicants. If you observe the five precepts, you do not do these five kinds of evil deeds, and you instead practice good acts.
这个为什么不杀生？因为这个众生啊都有生命，他都欢喜活着，不愿意死。最小的就是蚊虫这么小的生命，它咬你的时候，你这儿一动它就跑了。为什么它跑呢？就因为它怕死，它喝你的血，你就要它的命。由这一点看呢，这所有的众生都是啊欢喜活着，不欢喜死啊。尤其是人，每一个人呢都愿意活着，不愿意死。虽然有的时候有自杀的人，那是啊有特别情形啊。如果没有特别情形，他也不愿意死。因为这个，所以啊俺们人养俺们的慈悲心，俺们愿意活着，所以也就不杀一切的众生。这是杀戒。
Why should one refrain from killing? It is because all living beings have a life. They love their life, and they do not wish to die. Even one of the smallest creatures, the mosquito, when it approaches to bite you, will fly away if you make the slightest motion. Why does it fly away? Because it fears death. It figures that if it drinks your blood, you will take its life. From this you can see that all living beings love life and do not wish to die. especially people. Everyone wants to live, and no one wants to die. Although people sometimes commit suicide, ordinarily people do not seek death. Suicide is a special exception to the principle. That is why we should nurture compassionate thoughts. Since we wish to live, we should not kill any other living beings. That explains the precept against killing.
So, 这个你不偷盗，来生也没有人打劫你，所以呀，你们有很多人都听过这个讲法，今生不笼鸟，来生不做奸，今生不钓鱼，来生不讨饭。今生不杀生，来生无灾难。今生不偷盗，来生无强案。今生不邪淫，来生不昏变。今生不妄语，来生无欺骗。今生不饮酒，来生不狂滥。那么这是啊，说这个五戒的大概的意思。
Stealing. If you don't steal, in the future, no one will steal from you. Many of you have heard this verse. If in this life you don't cage birds, in future lives you will not sit in jail. If in this life you do not fish, in future lives you will not beg for food. If in this life you do not kill, in future lives you'll suffer no disasters. If in this life you do not steal, in future lives you won't be robbed. If in this life you commit no sexual misconduct, in future lives you will not have marital troubles. If in this life you do not lie, in future lives you will not be deceived. If in this life you do not take intoxicants, in future lives you will not go insane. This covers the general meaning of the five precepts.
在这个五戒里边，有的人就说啊，杀戒、盗戒、淫戒、妄语戒，这个都很重要的。这个饮酒这是很平常的一件事，为什么要戒它呢？就因为饮酒就容易把其他的戒都犯了，所以呀，这个酒也要戒的。这个酒戒就包括呀，抽烟，和这个是种种的迷魂药，都在这个酒戒之内。所以有的人说啊，这个五戒没有说不许可吃吸烟，甚至于吸毒，那么这是不犯戒的，不是的。这九戒就包括吸烟、吸毒，吃这个迷魂药，都在这个九戒之内。
Some people say, of the five precepts, the four which prohibit killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, and lying are very important.But taking intoxicants is a very commonplace thing. Why prohibit that? When you consume intoxicants, it becomes very easy to break the other precepts. Thus we ban such things as drinking alcohol, smoking tobacco, and taking any kind of intoxicating drugs. Some people say, the five precepts don't specifically prohibit smoking tobacco or taking drugs. Doing those things is not in violation of the precepts. These people are wrong. The precept against intoxicants also prohibits smoking tobacco, taking drugs, and using all intoxicating substances, including marijuana and opium.
There are some people who say, oh, well, it says you can't drink. It doesn't say you can't smoke. Even to the point of smoking dope. But that's all within this precept.
Smoking opium.
Smoking opium. Opium.
Marijuana.
Marijuana. That's opium, hallucinogens, marijuana, cigarettes, tobacco. It's all included within this precept.
以前呢，有一个居士，他受了无戒，之后，最初啊，他看着很重要的，很熟的很清净，时间一久了，他就老毛病犯了。 就要喝酒，说这个五戒里头这个酒戒这才是多余的，这个酒喝酒怕什么的呢？于是乎啊，他就买了几瓶白兰地，回来啊，就喝，喝酒啊，正着喝的酒呢。 啊，这个邻居呀，这小鸡子就跑过来了，跑过到他这个房子里头，他一看，哎，这是给我送菜来了，这大药师啊，哎，我应该用它来送酒。于是乎啊，他就把这个鸡给抓住，就杀了，因为有饮酒啊，想要吃菜。
Once there was a layman who received the five precepts. At first they were very important to him, and he strictly observed them. After a time, his old bad habit surfaced, and he longed for a taste of wine. He thought, among the five precepts, the one against drinking is really unnecessary. What's wrong with a little glass of wine? He bought several pints of brandy and downed them. As he was drinking, the neighbor's little chicken ran into his house. They've sent me a snack, he thought. I'll put this chicken on the menu to help send down my brandy. He then grabbed the bird and killed it. Anyway, because he drank the wine, he wanted the meat and thus broke the precept against killing.
告诉他们这是中国人，你不是西方人，西方人喝酒不需要用东西来送。
This story is about a Chinese man. It's not a Western story. And how do we know that? Well, it's because there's a custom in China that you have to, the word is called sung tai. You gotta accompany your drink with something tasty to eat. You send it off. You send off your alcohol with a tasty snack. And by this, we know it's not a Western story. The way we can tell. When Westerners drink, they don't need any kind of special condiments to accompany their alcohol. They take it neat.
他这个杀戒犯了，那么这个鸡是邻居的鸡来的，到这儿他没有叫人知道就给人杀了，这盗戒也犯了，这就是。 属于盗戒的，那么邻居这个主人呢，是个女人，啊，就过来找这个鸡，啊，说你看见，我的鸡跑到你这边来了没有？他这时候啊，喝的酒来吃鸡肉，啊，也喝醉了，就说了，说没有啊，你的鸡没有跑过来。 那个王宇戒又犯了，他看这个女人呢，啊，生得也很美貌的， 于是乎啊，把这个淫戒也犯了，就因为啊，喝一点点威士忌或者白兰地，就把这个杀盗淫王酒这五戒都犯了。所以因为这个，那么才这个五戒九戒也是很要紧的。
Anyway, because he drank the wine, he wanted the meat and thus broke the precept against killing. Since he took the chicken without the owner's permission, he also broke the precept against stealing. Then the neighbor lady walked in and said, "Say, did you see my chicken?" Drunk as he was and full of chicken, he slurred, "No, I didn't see no chicken. Your old pullet didn't run over here." So saying, he broke the precept against lying. Then he took a look at the woman. She was quite pretty. And forthwith, he broke the precept against sexual misconduct. A little drink of brandy led him to transgress all five of the precepts. Therefore, the precept against taking intoxicants is also very important.
那么守戒就不杀生，说是啊，诸恶不作，众善奉行，这是究竟是不是这么回事呢？啊，这个呢，你要有怀疑，当然那就有了问题了。你要没有怀疑，那么一定是啊，会。把你的善根呢，越培越深，并且受持五戒，每一戒就有五个护法善神，这护戒善神来护持着你。你要受五戒之后，能啊手持这个五戒，你啊能逢凶化吉，遇难成祥，啊。一切一切的啊，都没有这个一切的灾难，这是啊受戒的好处。
You may be wondering, you have said that to keep the precepts is to do no evil and to practice all good deeds, but I wonder if this is really the case. If you have your doubts, then of course there will be problems. But if you have no doubts, your good roots will certainly deepen.And grow stronger. What is more, when you receive the five precepts, for each precept you receive, five dharma protecting good spirits come to support you and protect you. After receiving the five precepts, if you keep them well, you can turn disasters into lucky occurrences and transform difficulties into auspicious events. You will encounter no tragedies or calamities. Those are the advantages of keeping the precepts.
昨天晚间讲阿弥陀佛，俺们现在呀再继续讲。俺们现在呀就皈依阿弥陀佛啊，人人都皈依阿弥陀佛啊，这叫啊俺们现在是阿弥陀佛的弟子。俺们要生大忏悔心啊，忏悔这个三业的罪。什么叫三业呢？俺们这个人呢有三种的业，身有三恶，心有三恶，口有四恶。身有三恶就杀盗淫，这个杀盗淫这三种恶事啊是由你身来犯的。心有三恶呢就是贪嗔痴，贪啊，无论什么都贪，贪而无厌。嗔啊，贪不到了啊，就生了嗔恨心了啊。嗔恨心生出来啊，就变成愚痴，就愚痴了，也不管天地呀、啊，什么都不管了啊，就做颠倒的事情。这是由心犯出来的。
Last night we talked about Amitabha Buddha, and today we shall continue. Everyone has now taken refuge with Amitabha Buddha. We are now Amitabha Buddha's disciples. We should be deeply ashamed of our past conduct, and repent of the offenses we have committed through the three types of karma. What are the three types of karma? The karma created through the body, of which there are three types. The karma created through the mouth, of which there are four types. The karma created through the mind, of which there are three types. The three types of evil committed by the body are killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct. The mind creates three kinds of evil karma: greed, hatred, and delusion. Greed. You might say that greed is just insatiable desire. Then, if you fail to obtain the object of your desire, you grow hateful. Once you are hateful, you become deluded. You then pay no attention to heaven and earth. You heed nothing and no one, and you do things that are upside down.
对姓李的又说姓张的，你知道吗？姓张的，讲你什么坏话来着？就好像昨天那个人问呢，说他有几个看不见的朋友，他说他看不见的朋友坏话，他看不见的朋友就跑了，就不来了。那看不见的朋友都跑，能看得见的更不高兴了。所以这叫两舌，两舌并不是一个口里头长了两个舌头。